Yeah. It's like the illest posse cut right here, man. Sean Watts on the track. Zeus, Don One, Rude Boy, Quill, The Gift, and yours truly, Fred Nux. I'm one in a million with $1 million flow. Fred DiBiase got the power in it though. If it's a problem, let me know, or I suggest you let it go. Cause it ain't worth the problems that'll be knocking at your door, homie. Please don't make me hurt you. Disrespect the boss, ain't treated like Virgil. Cause when I write raps, it's beyond.
Welcome everybody back to Around the Blocks with Mike Knox. I am your host, the head of the table, Mike Knox. That's right, baby. I spelled my name with three X's because, like Roman Reigns, who just pinned the Yes Movement's own Daniel Bryan, and yes, one half of Rated RKO's on Edge. Oh, yes, I am hard. Core people, welcome back to the show. The pros listen to Icons and even you. And today I am joined by no other than my tag team partner. The Z is silent. The podcast, the gaming, you name it, it's on top and it's coming to take over. Welcome back to the program. And newly here right now, we are partnered with the Unpopular Review Show. My man, soon to be yours, Dice Man. What's going on, brother?
What's up, Mr. Knox? I like the new logo of the head of the table at the bottom. But you know what all y'all need to do? Acknowledge me. No. Say it to me.
Me.
Go get him, Bruce.
Me. Go get him. Go get him. Get him. That's my right-hand man. See? That's my right-hand man. Let's talk about it, brother. What a night one. I mean, and a night two. And I'm going to say this, and I know we got to do it because that's what we do. Who, what night was better? Okay. Honestly, yes, maybe night one was better. But listen, there is a reason why I say this is the show for the intelligent wrestling fan. And I want you people to understand is like when it comes to dissecting professional wrestling, it comes with a lot of emotions, right? It just does. It's like watching a DC movie. You want to like it, but you may not, you know, because they've hurt you so much in the past. That's professional wrestling. So you have to let it marinate sometimes. And it marinated for me last night. I went to bed. And I'm just going to say this privately because it's spelt with three hard X's. You know what I'm saying? I meant that how I said it. Wife's waiting for me. And I got to sleep on this one, baby. I got to sleep on this one. Okay. And I let it marinate. And so I enjoyed night two. And most importantly, Dice, not only did I enjoy night two, if you will, so to speak, I enjoyed the opening match as well. Your thoughts on night one, night two, and go from there, brother.
Night one match. You know, I saw in one of the wrestling groups that were in that some people were bitching about Bobby Lashley and Drew McIntyre being first because he's wanted this WrestleMania moment for so long. But hold on. It comes out that Lashley and McIntyre insisted on kicking off Mania. You haven't had fans in a year. Why not start it off with something hard-hitting? We don't want a fucking women's match to kind of ease us into Mania. No, this is the first time you're getting fans. You're getting a live audience. You need to come. You need to hit it hard. I thought it was the perfect opening.
I'm sorry. I like it. Pause.
Pause. Big pauses in the chat. Right. But yeah, they needed to come heavy. They needed to come heavy with a story that, you know, even it didn't have the longevity of a buildup like night two's, you know, opening match was, but it still had a lot of interest. It still had a lot of backstory in it. And I thought that the filler they put in there that Drew McIntyre didn't get his moment because he didn't have fans and he carried the pandemic era. I thought that was really great. And then night two, I thought was, you know, equally fitting to start off night two with Orton and The Fiend, and everything that they went through was pivotal. And it's not even a closing of that chapter. If people can get the psychological aspect of wrestling down pat, this is another layer to a story that probably will culminate at SummerSlam more so than anything.
Listen, speaking of night one, I already spoke about that. You know how I feel about that. Personally, my favorite match of WrestleMania, Bobby Lashley and them. And who else wants to? You kick off WrestleMania with something hot and they did that. But the controversy of last night that kicked off night two, I also thought was equally great. I'm sorry, guys. I know you say F Hogan, F the Fiend is buried. And I'm hearing this, everybody. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. It cannot be further from the truth. But I will play devil's advocate, which to me in this case, you guys are the devil by not understanding this. And I'm saying this by saying that it's WrestleMania. It's the granddaddy of them all. And yes, it's supposed to matter. I know. Crucify me later, but I'm still the one that's being laid right here, okay? I'm the head of the table. Let me finish, okay? So I get that. But what people have to understand about WrestleMania through what I just said, the showstopper, the main event, 6-11 at WrestleMania. Some of the greatest outside of The Undertaker, which in my opinion, the streak started about accidentally, and it just took steam when it went from there. It's about storyline. If WWE has not gotten you to understand that by now, I say it all the time with all due respect. Here are your flowers. Go somewhere else. It's okay. I understand. I left it myself for quite some time. And I'm not saying this is the best thing I've ever seen. What I'm saying is that it made sense. Sister Abigail, it made sense. He was burnt. He was killed. He was murdered again by Randy Orton, who should be in jail multiple times for the things that he's done to Bray Wyatt. Problems in professional wrestling is guys are too big and then you can't beat them and you can't break them down because they can't lose. The Fiend had really lost. He got burnt, but he have never been pinned. Bray Wyatt is the one who's been pinned. People have to understand it's a split personality, right? It's like you got Mankind. You can accept Mankind. You can accept Cactus Jack. You can accept Dude Love. You can accept Mick Foley. You got to accept other things in wrestling because they're going to follow each other's trends, Dice. That's just my
thought. Was it the Fiend that got pinned by Goldberg? Or was it Bray Wyatt?
I think it was Bray Wyatt, but I can't remember because it's early in the morning and, you know, you're in my personal business. Okay?
Comment below, let us know.
I don't remember.
I'm really hating the fact that we have, like, there's this word in professional wrestling and everybody likes to say it as soon as somebody loses. Buried.
I hate that.
Buried. There is a bigger picture. This stuff does not. Oh, it's not like how it was in the late 90s where every feud has to last exactly one month.
It was the Fiend that got beat by Goldberg.
Okay. So yeah, I think that's the only pinfall that he's actually had outside of Orton. So that's completely fine. That is completely fine.
I just don't think he's buried. I get, like I said, that's why I opened up my soliloquy, still in your word, by, you know, saying I get WrestleMania is supposed to matter. It's the reason why I actually do shows is because WrestleMania. I don't do them every week like everybody does anymore. I do them when they're big events and pay-per-views, right? Yeah. So I think there's something to talk about, and that's for all the companies that's involved. So I completely understand, you know, he's supposed to win, but I also understand and know that it's his character. I think he has more control over the character than a lot of people back there. I know people are going to say, well, how? It's merchandise sales. Go check MVP's tweet out. All right?
I'm pretty sure none of those writers had that idea for him.
Yeah,
they might have added some layers, but I'm pretty sure this seems like the brainchild of Bray Wyatt himself.
You know, I'm going to address another thing that's been said out there, and that was how did he go from the burnt Chucky doll to back to the Fiend? Well, the intro, which I've watched three times, shows you that. He literally transformed right in front of your eyes. All right? You're supposed to have enjoyed that the same way you would enjoy it if it was an Undertaker entrance. This is why I say the best word in professional wrestling that none of you use, because all of you, you know, finger points back. Fickle! You're all fickle! You pick and choose what you like. But overall, I'm going to move on from that and just say, I enjoyed it. I understood it. Comment below. Let me know how you felt about it as well. Dice, your thoughts actually on the match itself, not other than what we talked about the match, like including the tribute to Brody Lee. I actually enjoyed the match also. I like the red fire, the red lighting back on it. I personally thought this match delivered. That's me. Crucify me later. Go ahead, Dice.
I thought that them bringing the red back in his matches, because remember he had it early in the Fiend's incarnation, like when he first had the Hell in a Cell with Seth Rollins. and he had the red. I thought that's a great little tidbit, because hey, we about to go to hell with this match.
Yeah.
Only problem that I had with it was a really good match, but to me, that match wasn't even about that match.
Okay.
This is why this is not done, because now you've got Alexa's done everything for the Fiend since, you know, the one time on SmackDown when she came in contact with him. So this has been since last summer that she's been slowly changing and doing everything for him.
Right.
And now it seems like it's time for him to do stuff for her because she sacrificed everything for him. So that's fine. I wish the match probably would have lasted about five more minutes. I thought they could have, you know, went a little bit longer. It was a little short for all the matches last
night were kind of short in a sense compared to night one. And to be honest, there were about four, five, six, 7 minutes there in every match shorter than the night before when they had more time last night, which to me, I thought last night flowed pretty well. Continue.
I also thought that they learned from their last match. Where they try to put too much psychological stuff in there with the ring, the ring graphics, which I thought the ring graphics was pretty great. It was kind of freaky, but at the same time, it was kind of like, all right, I'm a grown ass man. Like, I'm not getting spooked out about this, but I understand.
That's my thing. Why we gotta be so tough? Right? I know my
You know how it is, though. Yeah. I mean, like, it's just the simple fact that, all right, if they would have gave us those graphics some different way and not, you know, a giant projector screen looking down at the ring, okay, then cool. Like, y'all couldn't get us some real tapeworms or whatever? Y'all couldn't do real? Like, the boogeyman has a whole sack full of them shits, and y'all couldn't do that?
Come on.
But I thought that they learned from the last match that they had, so they didn't want to do... They didn't want to do everything that they tried to do, and they just wanted to keep it simple. Sometimes simplicity is key.
That's the problem. And you go right there, you just answer the question. I understand. You know, what do you say? Right? I didn't understand the Jack in the Box, but it makes sense. How can it make sense if you don't understand it?
The Jack in the Box plays off of the original.
What she said from the beginning.
Five Funhouse, and you know, it's playing off of that. And she always likes to joke around. She's the nutty Harley Quinn type. Whatever that you want, and then it's also going off of, you know, Bray Wyatt's like play of, you know, Mr. Rogers, like it's twisted, but it's also kind of positive. But now you put the red and the black in it, which makes it now the Fiends. So I got it. It was really weird, but it was a good twist. And then when he popped up, you saw the little seance whatever thing that she was sitting in on Raw, you know, a couple weeks back. So it was little subtle things like that, you know, you had to really kind of catch that to kind of get it. But yeah, I got it, but
listen, I gotta do this because it's what y'all do. I didn't want to be this way, okay? I don't want to be that guy.
The Saw movie.
But I gotta be this guy, Ladarius Young. And I'm giving you shots out for this. I'm putting you on there, right? Not afraid. Come at me, dog. This match was garbage. The Fiend is dead and buried. Somehow, you know, someone hand me a shovel. WrestleMania. Wait, before you go into it,
mm-hmm. How was that not Bray Wyatt? Look at his hand.
Yeah,
they said
it wasn't Bray Wyatt. Also, right. His name is spelled Ladarius. What was wrong with Darius? You just had to put the love there? Were you French? Just confused by all that, you know. But with that being said, Ladarius, I encourage you to come to the School of Hard Knocks and learn that wrestling is storyline and everything in wrestling is not what you or I designed it to be. That's all I'm going to say. Moving on from that one, Dice. Moving on from that one, because I did enjoy last night. Two things also took place last night. And that was the Women's Tag Team Championship match between Nia Jax, Shayna Baszler, Natalya, Tamina. And, you know, people wasn't happy all around with this one. Natty's your girl. You say she is, and I quote, this is from him. She is the greatest technical wrestler, women's wrestler, of all time. That's what he said.
Not overall, technical wrestler.
Technical wrestler, right.
She is the Bret Hart, no pun intended, of wrestling, women's wrestling. There's nobody better than her. that can put any submission, any lock that you can name. Yes, there's Asuka, you know, yes, there's Becky, but overall, Ring, she just doesn't have a character that makes people fall in love with her completely.
I love it, Christopher. And you're not the only person that I refer that to, but he's the one I like to talk about. And like when and I was told you last night, right? The best thing about radio, podcast, whatever it is that you do is being around you. It's getting material from people that you respect and you can take their opinions and they got thick skin. All right. This guy right there, Christopher Epps, got thick skin. We don't agree about nothing in professional wrestling ever. And we still be communicating. And I mean that to the T. But that's still my man's in them. Okay. But your thoughts about the match, because I was okay with the outcome. I get, and I'm gonna bring him up. That's our, you know, that's our buddy Tyshawn. What's his damn thing?
Kirk and Dahl.
Yeah, no, what's his stupid thing? Cap something.
Cap and Kirk.
Okay. Kirk. You're right. So he was really upset about this because he said it made absolutely no sense that they didn't win this match. And that, why even have them involved? You could have put anybody else up in there. And my defense in that was, they're your legacy. Why not give them the two-night WrestleMania? They're your everything to that division. And let's keep it real. If you have nobody planning to beat them, a lot of rumors are out there, which a lot of them say this had supposed to be maybe Lana and Asuka and the stuff with Charlotte. So things happen. But you're gonna keep them on your tag team until another tag team comes along. And I look at this, guys. Look at the tag team turmoil. Other than Tamina and Natty, I'm going to be honest, I don't see another team that can beat these two girls unless you power two teams together. So Natty and Tamina, in my opinion, are the only ones that could possibly beat them. I still don't think they should have beat them other than the fact that they deserve to have the win. Now, that's where you beat your fandom at, reality and perception, right? Reality is, sorry, guys, best for business is Beauty and the Beast, Nia Jax and Shayna Baszler, okay? But perception says, give it to the girls who deserves it. And but storyline, no one deserved it there. Dice, your thoughts in this match?
Well, you know, there's a certain song that comes to mind, and it goes, why do you build me up, buttercup, baby, just to let me down. What did it make? What sense did it make for them to win the titles? How many impromptu matches at Mania have been won with the title? Like, there's not been many. There's no interest in it. I hate to say it, but it was a filler more than anything. But you needed to give Shayna and Nia some sort of payoff. They have been carrying those tag team women championships for more than half the freaking year. They deserved it. Let's not forget, Shayna took a L last Mania. Did she not? I'm pretty sure she did. Nia took one. Let them get theirs. I mean, if anything, this was, you know, a good, you know, this was a, hey, Tamina, you've been with the company for like, you know, 15 years. We're going to give you a Mania moment that didn't involve a women's battle royal. Hey, let's throw Natty in there too, because, you know, she's been a pioneer for us for so long. She hasn't had a Mania moment. That was their Mania moment. Like, let them do that. That's fine. This lets everybody know that these two women and Shayna and Nia possibly can't be beat unless there is an actual team, an actual team that has chemistry built, not some copy paste plug and play team of Tamina and Natty.
So even as a fan of that, you were okay with them not winning?
Yeah, I was a fan. I was okay with it because, again, I don't look at wrestling like everybody else does. Sometimes you got to look at just the enjoyment of it. And then, you know, Nia and Shayna were so focused.
You actually got an extra set of lenses. And I didn't like that either.
I think it was great, though, because every time that he's been out there with them, they've had to, you know, barely slip by with the skin of their teeth because for some reason, Nia's not focused.
And
I
didn't like the fact that Natty went to sleep. I'm tired of people going to sleep. Somebody got to tap. Okay. I get keeping them strong for certain sakes, but somebody got to tap. Natty has tapped before. Okay. So again, that's when you say the respect came in. Whoever produced that match didn't want to hurt nobody's feelings. That's what that match felt like to me. And that, it's just crazy to me. A lot of things that happened last night. And but let's move on again to the United States Championship. The new champion, Sheamus, defeats Riddle with a bro kick to the face. And then we're going to talk about Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn, therefore, after that. But let's start with the United States Championship match between Fella!
Let's go, Fella!
Mr. Sheamus took on the bro, Matt Riddle. And I'm just going to say this, yo. WWE, you want us to like the guy? Seriously? Doves and pirate hats? Bring the man big flip-flops back or something. Like, that just was, that's, it's really horrible. And it's really bad to someone that you're letting, you know, almost say he's getting high and they're getting munchies every time he's in a segment. They got RVD rolling papers going on. I know weed is legal here in Florida. So you're pushing the envelope. You're being progressive, as they say. But I don't get it. And then, here's my thing. I'm perfectly happy because I'm a Sheamus mark. Okay, here's my other set, my other hat I'm putting on. So I'm okay with Sheamus winning. I like the fact that I thought the bro kick was impressive. I thought the match was impressive. I thought from this match is why you should enjoy Matt Riddle inside the squared circle. Now, and I'm going to say this. I am not a fan of Matt Riddle necessarily as a character or what I do not know about him personally, only what I've read about him in the dirt sheets, right? Which I always say hashtag depth of dirt sheets. Right. I can't judge someone if I don't know someone. So from that, I let that, you know, sleeping dog lie. However, inside the squared circle, I do think Matt Riddle is really, really good. Despite the mishaps that happened last night on the top rope and things like that, that was, I would think, for a veteran like Sheamus, and you brought that up, so I'm kind of selling your thumb a little bit there, Dice. He was positioned wrong on the outside of the rope, so he couldn't do the move, and he tried to just do it once he realized where he was in the ring. So other than that, I thought the match was actually pretty damn good. I don't think, to me personally, again, being a Sheamus mark, being the mark of a Sheamus fan, I can't see no wrong in that match, Dice. I enjoyed it.
I think I do also hate Riddle's character, but I do find myself kind of enjoying.
No, I don't hate his character. That he does. Totally from Fast Times at Richmond High. I'm old head.
I find myself like in his matches, I'm like, damn, he's a dickhead, but he's kind of good.
Yeah,
it's kind of good. But again, this was one of those matches where it felt like, again, this was a payoff for Sheamus because Sheamus worked his ass off this past year. And whatever they gave him, he killed it. He killed it. Like he wasn't in a lot of, you know, long drawn out storylines, but he made everything his. Like, It was pretty damn good. And outside, the match was solid. But outside of that scary ass spot at the top, as soon as I saw him on the outside,
yeah, you said it.
I didn't like it. I didn't like it because that had a potential. He could have broken Riddle's neck because he damn near slipped, and he could have hit his head on that. He could have hit his neck on that top.
It could have been very.
That was a scary spot, and it was very surprising for Sheamus, a veteran, to put Riddle in that position, but. The fact that, you know, he audibled out of it and made some kind of finish was pretty damn good to me. But all in all, I thought it was a very solid match.
Now, the match that I said. Now to the match that I said had the potential of stealing WrestleMania. And did not. It did not because it was too short. It did not because it had your friend, Logan Paul, on the program.
Wait, was it better? Was it better than my pick of Sheamus and Seth Rollins? Was it better than that?
No.
No.
Okay. No, it wasn't. But that wasn't matching in WrestleMania either. But no, it wasn't. However, Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens still put on a good match to me. The things that they did in the match, on the stage, again, I have different lenses in which I look through, not just glasses in which I don't wear that I need that he owns. That's my children. And you hear my kids. They're the fans that you be in the arena with that when you see certain moves, oh my God, you know, like the old Batman pow, bing pow. And that's how that match hit to me. It was just the delivery and the payoff and the finish at the ends and stuff that didn't pay off. And like, I thought all the matches last night, everyone, I thought had some kind of quirky, funky ending. I didn't like how none of them, the 1 through 3s or the finishes were for any of them. Not a single match I felt had a clean, even, and we'll talk about in a second, other match. No match I thought had a decisive, you know, it makes sense to me, finish. So I did enjoy the match. No, it didn't deliver for match of the night even on the card. But to me, they never put on a bad match. They didn't have the time. They didn't have the story. But they got their wish and what they always wanted to do, and that was be on WrestleMania together, and they did that. So your thoughts on the Mega Powers Explode, part two? Yeah, I just put them in that comparison. And right now, anybody's above HH. So, yeah, Macho Man by himself is still better than both of them. But, hey, we take the other guy out and have two best friends explode. Boom! Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens. Come at me, dog. Come at me, dog.
God damn. You just compared those two to the Mega Powers.
I didn't compare. There's a difference between comparing and if you watch NFL drafts and stuff, come on now. People make dumb comparisons all the time. All right. So let's go. Okay. I made a dumb comparison.
Okay, fair enough. One word describes this match. Underwhelming.
Stop. I almost walked away and put on this fabulous jacket I got on over here that I'm gonna put on probably anyway. Don't do that.
Underwhelming. Yes. Okay, think about what what Kevin Owens gave us last year with Seth Rollins.
The shade is real.
Now you take somebody he has over a decade of chemistry with in Sami Zayn, and you put them on the grandest stage of them all, and they just...
They didn't poop. How did they poop?
Was it better?
Go back and watch.
Kevin... I will. Was Kevin Owens versus Seth Rollins better or worse than Sami Zayn?
To answer that question, I think last night was better than last year's with him and Seth Rollins. Absolutely. Go watch the match over. Go. I'm sorry. It's how the reality perception of WrestleMania is to me, right? So in front of a live crowd, anything was better than last year. And I'm being honest. Other than the cinematic universe matches, I'm being honest. That's how I felt. Come at me, dog. Yes, Hugo. That's exactly what I just said. If you're on what we're talking about currently. Yes. Last night's match between Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens was better than last year's match between Kevin Owens and Seth freaking White Jesus Rollins.
For those two to put up that, I
in that
was
position with 12 minutes to do a match, with having to do the crap with Logan Paul, to be given what they were given,
was that
they
12
put on a good match? That's what I'm saying. People have to understand what you do, being the intelligent wrestling fan you are, and those who are new to us here on the Unpopular Review Show, which you can now find us, find me, find Belt Kings, hashtag use your head is still in my heart. Okay, that's how I feel.
Was that match 12 minutes?
It was actually 13 minutes and 26 seconds long the last time I looked, but I could be probably wrong. So somebody else check it for me and tell me I'm wrong. Do you like tell me I'm wrong anyway?
It just didn't hit the way that the way that Kevin Owens versus.
But didn't you say it before it started it couldn't hit like that because of the influence in the match? I did.
Whenever they put celebrities in, it's very unless they're two magnitude, a main event type thing, I don't think that inserting celebrities or personalities into matches or anything of that magnitude really gets the match, more better than what it's worth. Like I could have did without him. Without him, the match probably would have been great.
But you know what though? In the words of Champ Creed, shout out to the Wrestling Marks of Excellence. Logan Paul has 25 million followers. And we had a young guy, Cappy Curtin, whatever. I'm sorry, I don't know your name. I know you just don't got your handle. I apologize. Okay. Said that the people that he hung it, because he was a middle school teacher, only knew that. I didn't just, sometimes I'm learning. People say I'm not learning these days, not to just always say something that causes the argument. I do pull back. And that's one of the things I pull back from. And I'm going to tell you why. He has 25 million followers. The fact that he showed up last night brought new eyes to the product. End of story.
Tyrone Cleveland says Wiki says the match was 9 minutes and 20 seconds.
That's even worse. And that even tells you how even much better it was that they pulled off that in that amount of bullshit time. Thank you very much. Boom. That just happened. All right, moving on, since nobody wants to talk about my match that I thought was good. All right, talk about Logan Paul and what I was going with that, okay, before we move on. 25 that's million followers, new eyes, that's all that mattered. And that's unfortunately, right? Here's the thing with wrestling fans that I'm always going to have a problem with is that we have to understand the business. We act like we understand the business until I get – they're my two guys. I have every single Sami Zayn WrestleMania shirt except WrestleMania 3, and I'm going to buy it just to put it in a goddamn frame because I can't find one of my size. So, like, I will never be that skinny, okay? That's how small they sell. It's the only ones they have left. Other than that, have them all, okay? I'm as big of a Sami Zayn El Generico fan as they come, all right? They got to be at WrestleMania. They got a paycheck. They got to go with somebody I know they can work with. They got less than 10 minutes to put on a show. They did a phenomenal job doing it and even selling and building the storyline in, 3 weeks? This match didn't undeliver. It just wasn't the classic it could have been. And just because something can't be the classic it could have been, I can go back in history and guarantee this, okay? I guarantee we can go find other matches of this magnitude that underdelivered at WrestleMania because of the time in which they were given. Hashtag end of story. Listen.
Well, that just goes back to my word. The word of the day is underwhelming. It didn't live up to the hype.
Fine. Okay. Did the women's Raw Championship, Rhea Ripley, I'm sorry, my bad, Christopher Platt.
Oh.
The chair shot. Hashtag. Use your head. My bad. The delicious Rhea Ripley took on Asuka. Also, we had the Intercontinental Championship and a Nigerian drum match. My daughter was very mad that no one was playing the drums during this match. She just kept saying that the whole time. That, Dad, you said this is going to be like some Wakanda stuff type stuff. And the fact they went out there playing no drums while this match was going on, she wasn't happy. All right? And shout out to my 11-year-old baby girl who said, Dad, did you see how many times Sasha Banks' wig moved? I'm just saying. I don't put no thing in her head. She said that herself. All right? So my daughter knows wrestling. So the fact that they didn't have the drums playing, she was not happy during this match. But let's talk about the delicious Rhea Ripley. And listen here, guys. Rhea Ripley was put in a very bad position. All right? This is why I like it to marinate and why I like it to sit. Because look at her face right there. I am by no way taking nothing from anybody emotions ever winning a championship. You like who you like. But look at her face right there. I'm sorry. She didn't care what y'all said about anything else about it because this is where she's supposed to have been last year. I who think that Charlotte Flair is the greatest women's wrestler of all time didn't deserve to win that match last year. And you was there. We did the show after the show and I told you she shouldn't have won that match. All right? It should have been Rhea Ripley's moment, but and for the NXT title, it didn't make any sense. Okay? So things happen where they happen. Again, put on your big boy, big girl pants. Come on. If you are still wearing South Pole, I can't help you at this point. Just leave the program. Don't like it. Listen anyway. Okay? But if you know how to put on some clothes and look nice, okay, put them on and understand that things happen in wrestling. It's the business. The bill was trash. It was horrible. I hated what she did to Asuka. The whole her mouth holding her. It was horrible. But this match was pretty goddamn good. Okay? Her entrance, although the music to me was ass, was still hot, if that makes any sense to you. It was a great entrance. The pyro was amazing. She looked delicious. Rhea Ripley is only delicious Rhea Ripley can look. The devil's advocate for sure. Her and Seth Rollins should really team up together. My God. See, that's what happens in wrestling. You put somebody like them two together, and they're cheating on somebody. So don't put them together.
Yeah, absolutely not.
Because that'll happen, and then they're going to blame Mike Knox and Becky Lynch. I know you're the man. All right? Don't come at me. All right? But I thought it delivered, and it reminded me for everybody that hated this moment, that complained about this moment,
That moment was great.
About this moment. I know you thought it was great. Like, and this is weird too, by the way. It's Saturn in retro or something, because we don't ever agree about every goddamn thing. We're almost evenly on everything today. And that's really odd. Okay. We're truly the odd couple who are alike. But this, remember this though. Remember this, guys, ladies, children of all ages. Remember that moment when everybody complained. Oh, her foot touched the floor. I never was friends with the guy in the first place. We were just in social media together, right? Not even gonna mention your name because you're not even worth it, but really got mad at me because I was like, yo, let this sister have her a moment, and he was trying to undertake it for the wrestling perspective of it when you're supposed to be for the culture, right? Like, I love when those woke and for the culture people don't even know what woke and for the culture even really means. Okay, they're the really craziest people in the world. But then, y'all wrestling fans, look at it again. Focus on that moment. You know who you are. They said this was horrible. She still got her moment at WrestleMania, and she still won her title. And both those girls now are world champions. Who were the one and two people left in the Royal Rumble. I'm sorry. Sleep on things. Let it marinate, Dice. Your thoughts. Sink it in. Bring it all in.
Man. See this here? It's my mini gavel. This is my mini gavel right here.
Oh, is it going to say sustain? Am I going to sustain? Order in the court?
Ding, 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 ding. The order is out. Rhea Ripley is that B-I-H.
Itch. Ooh, I got one too.
Bianca Belair. Itch. Is that B-I-H. Stop it. Let it go. What my man tell Bill Murray on Space Jam? Just stop. Let it go. You can't play. Like, these women deserve their position. They deserve their matches. Rhea, for what it's worth, she had to take the L last Mania. She had to bow to somebody greater than her. That's okay. Hey, the setback is fine. But the comeback is always better.
I'm sorry, blind tag. You see the comment below? He let us know.
That I'm right?
No, he said he said the entrance was horrible. From Rhea Ripley. Like, I get the thing was bad, but the entrance was dope as F, you know, F-O-O-K. Yeah, put it up. Fuck. I'm so used to putting threes in everything. I thought I had put three O's for a second. So I have to. But also,
I thought the music was fine. I thought it was great. I didn't know who this chick was. I had to go to her Instagram.
Oh, you went crazy. When you saw her Instagram. Yeah, y'all are some freaks. I want y'all to know that it's hard for a married, faithful man like myself to be around such many dogs. Oh. Hello, dogs, man. I'm that friend that you go out with, and you'd be like, you look at that ass. And I'd be like, it's all right.
What are you talking about? It's
just normal. Okay, he meant the music, okay, because the music was horrible. But you hate Bad Bunny. And I think it's just because you're Colombian and he's Puerto Rican. I'm on he's it on him. But the match, go ahead.
The match was good. For what it was, again, these are one of these matches where not a lot of emotion is pressing us. Remember, we only got Rhea debuting like 3 weeks ago. So this is less than a month she has to actually build anything. All we know is I did have a crab mallet. Yeah, I did. This is actually one of those things where she's next up. They decided that she was next up because whatever plans they probably originally had fell through. And
what you mean? I just had the belt. The greatest woman of all time fell through. That's what happened.
She's well, that, for whatever
that long tamale from Andrade. Okay.
Okay. I think this might be punishment for Andrade.
I don't think you can punish her necessarily because they can't lose her.
I think keeping her off of the card though.
If she goes,
I think keeping her off of the card is
they
took her off the card. They took her off of any promotion.
I lost some bets in that because I thought, you know how I feel about her. I lost bets. Shout out to those who I got to send, you know, some due to. Got a couple cases of due I got to pay out, including me. You. All right. But go ahead.
Yeah. It's just one of those things where I feel like Rhea, she sacrificed her moment last year for Charlotte. Boo. And you know, it, this year she gets, you know, she gets her moment. I mean, if Asuka was to stop wrestling today, I believe she'd be in the Hall of Fame. She's done enough for pro wrestling, not just WWE, but she's done enough to where, you know, it's one of those things where Sasha Banks is 0-6 at Mania. Who fucking cares at this point? Who fucking cares? Honestly, she still put on top-notch shows every match, every meeting she's been in.
We gotta do it. You know, they're there. Yes, we saw the moment. We talked about it. But yeah, she shouldn't be 0-6. She have lost this year? Yeah, maybe. But maybe she shouldn't have lost other years before. It's one of those kind of things. Like, and that's why I try to say, and that's why I brought up last night on Wrestling Mark Hudson's show that I bring up again here today, is last night's show, I didn't think I gave them what I could give you guys as well, because I didn't get a chance to marinate on it. You know what I mean? I couldn't give them what I felt they deserved to have for me to have me on their wonderful show, Fox Sports Radio 96.9 FM, Hopewell, Virginia. But when you look at this match, and yeah, South Pole, I'm sorry. You can't be rocking that these days. You know what I mean? And shout out to my man, Jeff Scott, your man's, right? I love that dude, right? Like, who'd have thought that champion would be like a name brand that catch rock and go buy on purpose? I'm sorry. It used to be in
Walmart. Champion used to be for the poor people.
Yeah. It's what's next, Shaq's?
Absolutely not. You still gonna get clowned in the hood for Shaq's and Mulberry's. You getting clowned from the shits.
But Bianca Belair, to me, I thought she deserved to win the Royal Rumble. Only because they had her in that moment. And I just think that people want too much too fast. And you know what? Nobody's right or wrong, right? As long as these girls get like my man Wale Sarah Urban Sports Scene, Redskins thing on Fox Sports, these girls, give them their flowers. Just, you know, they deserve it, no matter how you want to shake it, you know, flip it, rub it down. They deserve it. I thought Asuka was professional. And these girls are professionals. At the end of the day, people, they are professionals. It's not about – they have a job to do. And their job, whether they like it, whether we like it or not, is to go out there and do the job that they got hired to do. Can you go to your job and do exactly what you want to do? If not, you'll be a Phil Brooks. You will take your bag and go home. But if you want to be in the business and call yourself CM Punk, you got to stay and do what they tell you to do.
Who's to say that, again, these people don't have any type of control over the outcome? Sometimes they do. We've heard this from Jericho, from Orton, from Taker. Sometimes they want to pass it on. Mm-hmm. And who's to say that, you know,
you can't pass it to that maybe, person.
Yeah, who's to say? Maybe this is why we saw this wonderful moment that Sasha Banks no longer played the heel on the outside. She was a fan. She genuinely loved to do the job for Bianca Belair.
I'm gonna go further than that. That's beautiful. She was a friend.
She was that absolutely.
She was a coworker. She was someone she respected, because it was nothing but, what's the word? Help me and us, but I need help sometimes. The admiration that came across her face in that moment was beyond approach. But let's go ahead and move on to the match. Again, my dirty didn't like. Where were the drums playing, Dad? You told me I was gonna get some Wakanda Forever. Big E, I said, had to lose this match. Apollo got his ass beat by Big E Langston for about 2.5-3 months. He beat his ass so bad, he went back to where his natural heritage and Hoo Ha Nation was born again, right? Y'all want him to be Hoo Ha Nation? Well, it's still going to be Apollo because they paid for it, but Hoo Ha Nation is what you got.
He beat the accent back into his head.
The accent back into him. Okay, so on top of that, the entrance coming out looking like royalty. Okay, I loved it. I ain't gonna lie to you. Who wins? Hey, Issa Rae. Yes. Who you going for at the Oscars? Everybody black. Sorry, it was a great match. I love everything about it, including my son and my, you know, I got kids and kids and kids and kids are intelligent. Also, when they're intelligent wrestling, we grow my household.
They're what's beating up, Murph? What's up, Kurt?
What's going on, guys? They're beating each other's asses with the sticks. Right? With the
that is how you start a match off. That is how you start a match off.
No, but later on, Christian goes, well, how's it hurt now? It didn't hurt earlier. When they started hitting each other. So I always thought that was funny. But go ahead and speak on this match, because I thought this match, and we're going to talk about it later, what's next for Big E? Y'all said he had to have a push. This ain't the push. This was the push to help somebody else get over, which he just did. Okay? I love the ending with Commander Aziz is his name. Call him by his name. And don't
give me Kato! God damn it! No, don't try you can't fool me! You lied! You said there was a little bit of sock in that shoe. We know who that is. That's Dava Kato. Do not try to insult my intelligence. He has not been off TV long enough for me to not remember his name. I know who that was. That was Dava Kato's.
He has a chain on. says DJ. He likes Pumas. Get his Cash App, send him some because he's going to need some after I crucify him right here because he is a wrestling fan and hashtag the definition of a mark right there because you know and I know at any given time, like Bray Wyatt's entrance coming out, going from the burnt Chris to the Fiend, they can put that Men in Black thing in front of your eyes all they want to and you want to forget, okay? If you can beat this man into an accent, I can beat Dabba Kato, who Raw Underground was so bad you should want to forget about it. Okay, you shall want, other than almost, you shall want to forget about it. Okay, so you get.
Okay, I'll give you that. I'll give you that. Okay. I'll give you that one.
Well, let
okay.
me finish my soliloquy. Real go ahead. Fast, go ahead. I get you in there. Big E has bigger things to fry. And after we saw the main event, and we'll get there soon, but follow the crumbs I'm leading you, who else are you going to beat? Who else can we take on that's new and fresh? And it gives me what I love the most. The Shield back versus the New Day. But I'm talking about this match here that he lost to Apollo, which he should have lost to Apollo because Apollo loses his match. That's what you call a burial. Not what happened to Bray Wyatt when Bray Wyatt got so much of a ceiling left to go. Go ahead.
So his new ring name is Commander Aziz.
I just said that.
Aziz.
A-Z-E-Z.
I do not like that coming from Nigeria.
I didn't like it
one bit, but I understood it because he clearly got his ass whipped. He got his ass whipped. And for all intents and purposes, Big E was going to win that. I didn't think that he was going to lose, but if he was going to lose, it had to be in a dramatic fashion, and that's what that was. So I was okay with it. For people to say that Big E's not going to get a push, Big E has got the push since he did the talking smack with Paul Heyman, and Heyman lit that fire in him and said that he should be bigger than what he is. So his push has already been going on for 2 months, for the past 2 months. On every single talking smack, when Big E is there, if people don't watch talking smack or Raw Talk, you should. There are tidbits to everybody's story that you think it should be bigger, but you probably missed it because you never watch it. Big E is definitely going into that universal title picture. And he set it up. He set it up. He's been planting the seeds. Him and Paul Heyman has been planting the seeds. Them two on the microphone, not in the ring on the microphone, just them two sitting right next to each other on the microphone is money. When that man looked Big E in his face and he told him he's got to stop with the gyrating and the being happy and all that.
Come on.
And he Speak should be it. Bigger than what he is.
Speak on it.
He flipped that switch in Big E, and Big E has changed, and he is a legitimate threat to Roman Reigns. The only problem is the announcers and WWE haven't officially made it known that he's an actual threat. But yes, he's an actual threat. So they say the new season of WWE kicks off tonight. Well, now we can see, you know, Big E will probably be in another IC title picture, but for what I'm saying, he'll probably still, be in a title picture for the IC title, but for what it's worth, he's going on to bigger and better things. And that is Mr. Acknowledge Me. Say it to me. He is going to run into that man.
Nigerian to Nigerian, my man, Wally, Urban Sports Scene. I like what he said. It's the fact that I do think Apollo should have music with Wale and not Big E. But I get that, that's the culture and they friends and all that kind of good stuff. It does fit a little bit better because I just like what's going on. I asked you that last night, what you thought about it. And also like your thing out there with Almost should be with Apollo too. Give Apollo everything that we thought. See, what they've done is culturally pick apart and make a better Nation of Domination. Follow my train. Follow the breadcrumbs. That's what they do. That's what their heritage is. It's more of accepted because that's actually, real other than being, hater people. Oh, my Disney Plus got declined because I turned my credit card off. Let's put that back on if I get yelled at by the wife. Sorry. Side note. But with that being said, I like Almost. I like him too. A lot of things going on. Asian, all that kind of stuff as well. But I do want to say this and moving on because I thought the match was actually good. And but again, he had to win the match, right? He couldn't go nowhere else but into that, into winning the match. So he got to win the match, which to rightfully show he should have won that match. But come on, man. It's the tribal chief. It's the everything. It's the one that puts food on the table and the one that can take it off the table. Acknowledge your tribal chief. Acknowledge the right-hand man, not Paul Heyman. No. Main event, Oos.
I'm gonna get him, Oos! I'm gonna get him!
Let me just explain to you people how I know. Again, like I started off with the Fiend hat and the winners at WrestleMania and how the granny of them all is supposed to matter and things like that. I understand your feelings is hurt. It happens. It's okay. I'm a Roman guy. I have it on. I have another one coming. Acknowledge me. Read the back of it. The end all to be all. Sorry. One of the greatest shirts ever.
Didn't Seth Rollins say that though?
Yeah, but look where, you know, Seth Rollins is never the guy. His girl was more of the guy than Steph, and I love Steph. Okay, but don't put this guy in that guy. He has an Infinity Gauntlet. Enough said. Okay, you're a Thanos fan. Okay, put this picture back up so I can understand where I'm going with this. Why put Daniel Bryan in a match if Daniel Bryan, well, if Edge was still going to get pinned too? I even heard people say, "Well, Edge was on top of Daniel Bryan, so shouldn't Daniel Bryan? I mean, Edge get the win." Wrestling, hello McFly, hello, anyone home? The person on top gets the pin. Have you never seen people pin more than one person at one time? Come on now, let's let that one go, and I'll let that be something that you were smoking back with Matt Riddle.
That's a reach out and touch.
Oh, somebody's hand. That's what it was. This man who, again, I thought Ed should win. It was the 10-year anniversary to the speech, having to retire and give the belt up. It was written in the stars. It also could have been written because Daniel Bryan, like him, love him, being different about him, the Yes chants were live in effect yesterday. So there's always still moments. I know no one really truly believed he would win the match, but it's like with Sheamus. You never know when they're going to pull, when they want to pull it. That's the thing, the beauty about professional wrestling. That's the beauty about this even meeting to me last night, because I did feel that Roman could have lost the Edge and still been the head of the table, because the head of the table wasn't the one that was pinned. You could have went anywhere with that. You could have. But you also, this is where I'm going to go ahead and pick on them other people, not the fans that understand where I'm going, but those who said, well, I don't like part-timers. Part-timers can't have the championships, but it's okay for Edge though, right? Okay, I'm just saying. Right?
Edge was not a part-timer. If you saw his promo, that man said, I'm doing a freaking Hurricanrana. My part-timer in his 40s, going in his 50s, is doing Hurricanranas, and he's on TV every week.
All I know, ooh, he said that. All I know is that the head of the table, I also said this, and you're my witness to this, Dice. I've said it on multiple shows. Go look them up. Those are my other witnesses. I will continue to say that nothing mattered if he didn't win last night. Everything that the head of the tables, the things that he had done, the antics they had pulled, they did everything to make him seem unbeatable, right? He talked, his matches didn't become technical wrestling masterpieces. They became verbal wrestling masterpieces. He verbally assaulted the people he wrestled with in the ring, and that's what made his matches great. So if he would have came out there and actuality lost that match, what was all that have been for? I'm also on record for saying I want to be the ass last night because I know the fans actually finally like Roman. And yes, it's because he's with Paul Heyman. And yeah, I take what I can get when you're a Roman fan. But they still booed him last night because he's going against arguably one of the most fan-beloved favorites of all time in Edge. And like him, don't like him, or indifferent about him, he is what he is, Daniel Bryan. And they still booed Roman. Roman wins. I was completely okay with that, Dice. Your thoughts?
Hold up. Where's my crab? Where's my crab? Wrestling fans, this is what you wanted. This is what you wanted the whole time. This is what you wanted. And the pandemic era of wrestling, I don't know if we're still in that or not, but, you know,
right.
for whatever purposes, right, in the past 365 days, the best things in wrestling have been, I'd say, about three or four things. Edge, Orton and Fiend, and Roman. Roman being the number one. Why? Because it came out of left field. It came out of nowhere. The debut of the Tribal Chief came out of nowhere.
Out of nowhere.
Like an RKO!
Everybody.
Speak about the outfits they both matched, because those are your guys. That's your guy.
I thought Edge was going to win because Orton came out in white and red. Looked spiffy as hell. Edge came out in white and red. Spiffy as hell. I said, oh yeah, my guy got it, Skill. My guy got it. My guy did not have it. And I am okay with it. For your simple point of what's the whole purpose of the head of the table, the tribal chief, the hashtag acknowledge me, say it to me. Why am I doing these imitations? To do the imitations and he loses? To me. It brings nothing. Nothing. This is what you asked for, fans.
Get it.
I don't give a hot shit about Daniel Bryan anymore.
Hold on, stop that.
It is okay.
Stop.
It is okay.
Why I gotta be hot shit, though? Why I gotta be hot shit? Hey, why can't it just be shit?
Listen.
Hot shit stinks worse than shit.
There is nothing in that character of Daniel Bryan as it has been built up that makes me believe that he can say it to the tribal chief. As like he can beat him. No, it doesn't make sense to me. He's a non-motherfucking factor. None.
He's shaking the table.
None.
He's shaking the table.
None. But it's for the purpose of the storyline, Edge would have made more sense than Daniel Bryan. Daniel Bryan.
Oh God!
It's like that.
Where's this Daniel Bryan hate coming from? Come on, man!
It's true. We don't want it. Listen, you. Listen. He forced his way 7 years ago. He forced that title on himself 7 years ago. That was my guy. That was Batista. That was supposed to be him. He forced his way into that mania. They tried to let him do it
again. Did he force his way? The fans forced his way.
No, it was an equal thing. And they tried to do it. They tried to put him in the verses between Raekwon and Ghostface.
I gotta say it. Blind tag. Give me my 20 seconds. Blind tag. Okay. Yes, Umania was real. It was not him. It was the fans. That's all I'm gonna say. That is proven, bro. That is proven. Now, I get what you're still saying, but he didn't force shit. The fans demanded it and took it from your boy. Blame the fans like I always do.
Hey, let me take you back. Remember when Mr. I did it for The Rock. I did it for the people.
Hey!
Was Triple H not an accomplice to this crime? Daniel Bryan was an accomplice to that crime 7 years ago when they occupied Raw and he took over fucking WrestleMania. This is not happening this time. Not this time. And I am okay with the tribal
stage of all
doing what he did. I am okay with it because you want to know why?
Back off.
Who? I think that any contender that is at the top of that card on SmackDown, whoever you want to throw in there is at the top. I think that anybody can beat Daniel Bryan. But I don't think that anybody can beat Roman Reigns.
Facts.
He needed his Mania moment.
Got it.
To where, well, you know, he's had other ones.
He keeps getting them.
He's had other ones.
I'm going to say this. This is his biggest moment,
we have ever talked this much about Roman Reigns in a positive light. Even though he's a negative character. He is, I'm sorry to the Eternals. He is the Thanos. I used to say that Brock Lesnar was a Thanos. Come in, F shit up, leave. Now, Roman is that guy, and he can talk while he's doing it. He can talk while he's doing it. Yes, Jeff, he's had four main events, but at what point have we been talking about Roman in a positive light? And this is the first time that for a year, we have talked about Roman in a positive light because we've liked what he did.
Say y'all, just wanted to be said. I am a Dean Ambrose guy. Shut up, Hugo. But I've been a Roman Reigns fan. I've been a Shield Mark. I'm one of the morons that y'all call that anyway, not me, because I'm an intelligent wrestling fan, that's put the Shield in the top four or five factions of all time. So.
Yeah, this is true. But
this is Roman Reigns' biggest WrestleMania moment. And that's saying a hell of a lot of shit, like you're saying. And not moment necessarily, but moment from the fans. Absolutely. Okay, yes. Because his moment was supposed to be at 35 when he beat Taker. Hell no. You just retired The Undertaker. That was a stupid fucking move. Then he's going to do it again in New Orleans against Brock Lesnar. Hell no. That was a stupid move. Fans still booed the shit. Okay? Every time he does something, go back to San Francisco and you had to cheer Seth Rollins stealing it from him. Every single time, Roman has not had the fan, even if they didn't like it. And I know fans didn't like what the outcome. A lot of fans, you know, are iffy and different on it. The gray area of professional wrestling, which is not a good area to be in. You know, what's going on here. But I understand what's going on here. He's the tribal chief. Enough said, enough did. He give the man his flowers. Give the family flowers. Go watch the Instagram videos and stuff they did afterwards, coming out the crowd. They're still booing this man. He's back to being booed again, and that's what he's supposed to have been. It's your fault, the fans, because you love Paul Heyman so damn much. You cheer anything Paul Heyman touches. That's your fault that you don't understand the character. The character is the ultimate. He is the biggest active professional wrestler in the world. Keyword there being active. If John Cena was here, I still think Cena's bigger than him. But actively wrestling, so that's all that matters. Like, Floyd Mayweather is the best boxer in the world, but he's not boxing, so he's not. You know what I'm saying? So the best wrestler in the world and the best heel in the world, not MJF, is Roman freaking Reigns.
And it's hashtag
end of story, not even close. Going to be progressive here, Dice, and move on. And I brought it up, so I want to get into that and then get into Raw and get it up out of here. And that is what's next for Roman Reigns. I believe, as I said in the show, Jeff commented as well and said the same exact thing. It has to be Big E. This is the push that we read a year ago when they split them up during the draft, that they had big things for Big E. Intercontinental title was a step, but it's not the big things for Big E. And I said, I'm clamoring for it, the New Day versus the Shield all over again, Roman versus Big E Langston. I can believe that because there's nobody else for me to believe that it could be else that he could go against also. And we haven't seen it. Can't be Kevin Owens. We've seen that. It can't be neither one of these guys. He pinned them both at the same exact time. What is there even a rematch? They cannot come out tomorrow on Friday, whatever the case may be, when they decide to put them on TV because they're WWE. They can do what they want to do, right? And they can't, to me, they have no gripe at all. He beat them both. He pinned them both. Move on to bigger and blacker things. And that is Big E Langston, in my opinion, Dice.
I think that we have a couple of nominees to go up, a couple of victims. You got Cesaro. You got Seth Rollins. You got Big E. I feel like these three guys are the next feuds for Roman. But if he's going to drop that title, it won't be at one of the B shows or whatever it is. So this WrestleMania Backlash crap, it'll be a probably one-on-one with Daniel or Edge.
Let me interfere for this here. To Michael's point, I can see Cesaro. I want Big E. I think it's Big E. My intelligent brain tells me it's Big E. But if it's Cesaro, I haven't seen it. And I can believe that Cesaro could give him a run for his money. Beating, that's the company's decision, and we have to be honest and say right now, no, how they've always done Cesaro. But the potential of Cesaro, the perception of Cesaro is he should be able to give Roman a hell of a fucking match. I would enjoy that very much. So go ahead, guys.
The problem with that is Cesaro, his promos are him on the microphones.
He would get ate alive.
Yeah, he's a C- on the microphone, but he's an A++ in the ring. So, you know, it would be more carrying on the side of Roman and Paul and Uso than it would be, you know, meeting halfway. Jeff is absolutely right. It could, you know, they have the Paul Heyman. He was the next Paul Heyman guy after, was it Curtis Axel or Ryback? Yeah,
whatever. I actually say at this point, Roman doesn't need Paul. So
no,
Roman doesn't need Paul. Paul has done for Roman what Roman needed to be done, and that was an attitude adjustment. And he has, and you have seen that the blueprint is there. Brock, Punk. How many times have Paul Heyman gone back and forth with Paul Heyman guys? Good, bad, or indifferent. I'm keeping using that word today. Those are the phrases of the day. Good, bad, or indifferent. Paul Heyman can leave and go right to Cesaro, and I would be okay with that.
Yeah, I think so, but it kind of would be way too left field, in my opinion.
It would be, but I'm just trying to help.
But we've seen, you know, bizarre things happen. Like, why the hell did, you know, Curtis Axel be a Paul Heyman guy, win the IC title on Raw, and then drop it next week, and then never to be heard from again. Except for on the B team, go. But for Roman, I think that those are the next three guys that could be thrown into that, you know, fold. But I think that if they get rid of Paul, you have to give us Jimmy.
Well, listen. Which one are you? I'm waiting. We're all waiting. That's all we sit there and do is wait for the comeback. I'm waiting for my Samoan SWAT team. But I wonder how much further you're going to be out when they just keep putting out merchandise for Main Event Oos. that's what concerns me. Like, is he coming back? People have been back by Royal Rumble. We're past WrestleMania now, officially.
And well, we're in a new season now. So, you know, maybe we get him.
Let's talk about the new season, because damn it, I'm going to be late tonight. I'm a little league coach. I coach kids that happen to single freaking play. My schedule happened to be randomized every Monday. I have a game. So Raw after Mania will have to wait for me. And, you know, I cut the cord, so I can't go back and rewind things anymore. But talk about Raw after Mania. I don't feel a vibe for it. It's in the Thunderdome. There's no fans.
Is it back there?
It's back in the Thunderdome. So, I mean, I'm not excited for Raw after Mania. So, other than they having to do what they've always done before, Charlotte, Becky, something had to happen. I thought maybe Becky was supposed to show up last night when, ding dong, hello, hey, we want some Bayley.
I loved Bayley during both nights of Mania.
That was my kids in the background doing that right there because they smell what the dad is cooking. Okay. I thought that was a perfect opportunity for maybe Becky Lynch to come back after just to show up, you know, anything, but save it for the night. I don't know. But what could they do? I don't know. Bloodline 2? Listen, blood versus blood is only happened. It's supposed to have happened. I said it 2 years ago when we knew we were going to LA. It's going to happen in LA 2 years from now. That's the Rock's moment. Roman will rock this. See how they did that? Roman will rock this gimmick until he meets his cousin Rock. That's where it concludes. Blood versus blood. We haven't had blood versus blood. They're meant a damn since Owen versus Brett. So, you know, Jeff and Matt, they didn't even feel right when they went at it.
Yeah.
But any thoughts or predictions for tonight, Raw at the Mania? Me personally, I have none. I like going into it that way. Raw at the Mania, to me, have become watered down by the fans. Expectations of it. It puts high pressures on the company to do things that they cannot always necessarily do, right? So that's why I don't like it. What made Raw After Mania great was that they were organic, just like the NWO, it was organic. Once you start to try to manifest things and to build things, you have a potential to be let down. So that's why I go into these things without having any expectations about them and just enjoying them for what they are, Dice.
I personally am expecting some sort of woman to come back, whether it's going to be Charlotte, whether it's going to be Becky, whether it's going to be Ronda.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody has to come back. Asuka's back probably hurts from carrying that division for so long.
Wow.
She deserves a nice little break.
Wow.
Rhea.
The Raw side, yes.
This is why I think that none of that will happen, is because they will not throw too big of a task in front of Rhea so soon.
I'm going to say this right now. Jeff, if you are right,
I'm telling you right now.
I think it's more Adam Cole than Finn Balor, but Finn, you know,
Balor.
It's
Finn Balor.
I know Prince who he is. Bitch. I call him Balor.
I know what you're calling him. That's why I corrected you. Okay.
I think that we finally get back Joe.
I hope so.
They've already said that they've made changes to the announced team. Joe was not on the announced team. However, he is still remaining on the talent roster. He is listed as a roster talent. So I'm hoping that he finally gets tired of sitting on the sidelines and decides he's ready to come back.
No, I don't think that Finn Balor can still go. I don't think none of them can go for the big boys, to be honest. They're just too star-driven to still be in NXT. That's the problem with, to me, Finn Balor and Adam Cole. Bay, which I'm a huge fan of, by the way, one of the best main events in NXT TakeOver history, in my opinion. Him versus
allegedly O'Reilly. Joe's been cleared for months. But, you know, once you get into WrestleMania season, you know, which kind of pre-starts at after Survivor Series, heading segueing into, you know, Royal Rumble, it's kind of hard to just plug somebody in there unless they're high demand. Joe's not high demand. He wasn't high demand. So
no, that's us. He's high demand for us.
Yeah.
he gives us the wrestling perks we want to see and enjoy. WrestleMania season, give me your final thoughts on A, do you like the two nights, what you do the two nights, and then B, your final emotions and just your lasting impressions of WrestleMania weekend in itself, so we can get up out of here.
I'm going to give it 4.5 WWE scratch logo belts from 2014.
Mm-hmm.
I thought for what it was and for us not to have the fans there so long, 1 year, 1 month, 1 day, it was great. It didn't matter if there was 40,000 there. 25,000 was still a great turnout. It sounded really good coming through my speakers on my TV. It sounded really good. I was happy just to watch it and hear something that didn't involve background chatter of them plugging stuff in. Mm-hmm. I will say the beginning of it was very sloppy because there was hot mics on everywhere in the commentary. And then, you know, when people were coming out, you can hear a little stuff like, hey, oh no, your mic's on. What camera are we going to? Da-da-da. I didn't like that. I thought it was very sloppy. But for them to they probably been out of the fold for a while, so give them a little break. But two nights, this was a very tiring week as a wrestling fan. I don't watch as much wrestling for a whole week like I have this past week.
As you do,
I don't even do takeovers like that. Mm-hmm. But yeah, you don't. I tuned in to Takeover. Mm-hmm. I tuned in to Takeover and I liked it. I was very impressed. It made me more hype for Mania. Two nights don't bother me. Reason why? Imagine cramming those two nights into one Sunday. I was tired by the last hour of last night. I wanted to take a nap. I was like, what match can I take a nap? I can't take a nap in any of them. I can't do it. So it's fine. I just had a long day. Well, Sunday was a long day for me, but I think the two nights are pretty good. It brings more eyes onto it. You know, you miss night one. Okay, tune in to night two. Not, you know, oh, WrestleMania is Sunday. I can't do anything for the next 6 hours. You know, it might just be me nitpicking.
No.
Like we always do.
You know how I get. I am automatically from Friday night. I was in go mode. I will go so hard on something that I enjoy. It makes people want to vomit. Okay, so I was tuned in, locked in, and ready for WrestleMania weekend. And I still think if you're in person there, it doesn't drag. The excitement won't let it drag, right? Being at home, it might be. You bottle down, doing things, drinking, eating, whatever that you do to enjoy yourself, that can also have some effects on it. But when you're there, the energy is still going on. I personally, being there, would enjoy 2 days. I don't think it stays. I don't think you have 100,000 come back-to-back nights in Dallas. I don't think that happens in that arena.
I think Jerry Jones is too stingy for that. Okay. I want them all in one night, Vince. So,
yeah,
give me all of them in one night.
I don't think that happens, but I am a fan of the two nights, and also the piggyback rather, if you will, so to speak, off of Nephew Curry. My kicks are my fix from Belt Kings. He mentioned I take two nights if I get the same price on my tickets. I'm not paying a separate ticket price. I would do it, you know, if you get your combo ticket for first two nights. But yeah, other than that, no. So now your belt grade's at 3.5. I saw
I said 4.5.
Not you, Micah gave it 3.5 Miz titles. Yeah. So for me, I highly enjoyed. My favorite match of the weekend was the black man, Bobby Lashley, retaining his WWE title. I think no one's speaking about the significance of that as much as it should be speaking about. You start with that. You end with the first women's ever main event between two black women. I'm sorry, JBL. I know you're trying your best to be politically correct without being politically correct. But yet we know who you are, and I'm a fan of your character, but I'm going to keep it a bean. Some things our history and black America still. You cannot downgrade black history by saying it's not black history, it's just history. It's people like those who think like that don't understand what Black Lives Matter really means. Everybody's life matters, yes, but those girls making black history matter. Don't take that away. That was also incredible. It was the second greatest moment for me in WrestleMania history, next to Shawn Michaels saying, I love you, super kicking Ric Flair, as those two girls being allowed to have that kind of emotion on their faces before they go to work and put on a phenomenal show. In between those those two great matches.
Is it better than Kofi Kingston?
No. It's right there up next to those two, to those three. And I said the I love you moment, not necessarily when I say the emotional WrestleMania moment. The Kofi Kingston thing, can't even tell you how he really looked in the ring, no self. I was myself in tears. Okay, I couldn't believe that it had happened. So I can't even remember that moment other than how it felt for me. But night one, night two to me, both delivered. I'm sorry. I find it hard pressed to have not liked nothing about the first two nights. No, it wasn't the greatest thing in the world, but it was the first time in over a year we had fans in the arena and they put a good show on. So for me, I'm going to give it with you guys. I'm a little bit higher because I'm that mark. I'm going to give it 4 out of 5. Fuck y'all. Here's the show. Wing Eagle, worn by Bret the Hitman Hart himself, WrestleManias. And it's not the greatest WrestleMania. We're talking about this WrestleMania and where it placed. The Bills were horrible. The Bills were absolutely trash. But when it came, and I said this, to what's on the card, if you look at the card, you had the shoulder shrug. Maybe not understanding wrestling as storyline because it didn't make any sense, but for who they are and what they did and who those people who participated did, I thought they delivered 4 out of 5 WWF Bret Hart world titles to me, Wing Eagle titles.
Let's be clear.
I loved it.
That pay-per-view, that Mania was about 4 matches and 4 matches only.
Mm-hmm.
The Roman, the Lashley, Bianca, Fiend. That's it.
That's
all. Those were the biggest storylines.
Hold on. Sorry. We forgot something. And we have to give Ms. Flowers. Bad Bunny.
Yeah, we have to. Yes.
Bad Bunny.
And Randy Orton came on the bump,
mm-hmm,
and said, they asked him about the Fiend. He said, I have nothing to say to him. But what I do want to say is I want to give props to Bad Bunny because he did better than any celebrity has ever, you know, in the past, you know, 17 years I've been with the company, better than any celebrity. He took it seriously. They said he was training in the spare rings for 4 to 6 hours, mm-hmm, and he came out. He did a Canadian Destroyer. He did a little penny pump. He did a little penny pump.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Shout out to Bray Wyatt for the tribute to Brody Lee as well. The tribal chief retaining. These two women, the moment everybody bitched about, that was the best two moments of WrestleMania. Again, these things, Bianca Belair, the like I said, Bobby Lashley, almost. Come on, guys, give that man some credit because I thought we made fun of this man coming on the scene. Like, you know, yeah, just how big guys look. They can't be, you know, that impressive, Skip. You know what I mean? I just thought everybody performed. Can't wait for the night. Can't wait to see it tonight. Can't wait to see what happens tonight. Go Kids, who I coach tonight. Listen, Dice, where can everybody follow you at? My brother, be good about it here. I'm going to get some. No breakfast. It's going to be lunch today.
Yeah, yeah. You can follow me on Instagram at The Z Is Silent. I am also on Facebook at The Z Is Silent. Twitter as well. Twitch as well. I'm everywhere. Just The Z Is Silent.
Shh. Don't tell nobody.
You already know who I am. The head of the table. You see it right here.
Wait, can I say this? Can we please get more people in the Hurt Business starting tonight? Put Corbin in there.
You missed it.
Put Corbin in there.
I'm sorry, chat.
Real quick, I want to thank all of y'all for engaging in the chat.
Thank you
so much. Micah, Murph, Scott, Scotty, you know, everybody, Jason Michael Campbell, Corey, everybody. I don't know, but everybody that was engaging with us, I've been reading y'all, you know, trying to, you know, relay y'all message, because sometimes Mike doesn't, he doesn't read and talk.
I spaz out sometimes. Are you trying to say that I speak like, yes, sir, boss? Listen, do not wake up tomorrow morning and say to yourself, I love me some me and don't love God. And acknowledge me as a tribal chief. And that Charlotte Flair still is the greatest women's wrestler of all time.
Peace. Everybody's got a price. Everybody's going to pay. There's a $1 million man always in his way.
Million dollar man. It's like the illest posse cut right here, man. Sean Watts on the track. Zeus, Don One, Woodward, Quill, The Gift, and yours truly, Fred Nutt. I'm one in a million with $1 million flow. Fred DiBiase got the power in it though. If it's a problem, let me know, or I suggest you let it go. Cause it ain't worth the problems that be knocking at your door, homie. Please don't make me hurt you. Disrespect the boss, ain't treated like Virgil. Cause when I write raps, it's beyond your price tag. He's a waste of